Matt, we're in really good negotiations with the Northern Land Council and the native title holders right now for an area called Ord Stage 3A. And that's an area down on the Knox Plain, which is adjacent to the current development that's been carried out by Kimberley Agricultural Investments on the West Australian side.
Yeah. And how big's that parcel of land, this Ord Stage 3A?
It's about 1,800 hectares of good agricultural land with a farming buffer around it. So we're talking to the native title holders. And, I'd say we're in really good negotiations with those guys, and it's been very positive to date.
Native title negotiations for this land have been going on for years. I mean, the Ord Development Unit's been around now since 2012. Why is it taking so long?
Yeah, so these are very complex situations, and we have had good discussions with the Northern Land Council over the years, but we've come to understand that probably we need to establish some relationship with the native title holders, and by breaking it up into smaller pieces, we can do a good deal and gain some momentum and build some trust, which will take us forward to talking about the bigger areas. And this Ord Stage 3A area is an area where we can certainly work around the sacred sites, and also there's some commercial pressure here as well on us, because KAI have certainly expressed an interest in this land.
This is the Chinese company.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. As well as a number of other people have as well. So we're pretty sure that there's good level of interest here, and we think that we can do a good deal that'll bring some benefits to Aboriginal people in the region.
So the sacred sites in the region, is that sort of a sticking point? Is that what's causing some of the negotiations to last this length of time?
Well, in Ord Stage 3A, the sacred sites are actually in the farming buffer zone, so it's not in the agricultural land. So we are hopeful that the exclusion or the restriction zones around the sacred sites will be enough for people to feel comfortable that their sacred sites will not be adversely impacted by the agricultural development. So, they're not the hold up at the moment. We're just being respectful and giving people time to consider the offer and consider what they want out of this, basically.
Now, this is just 1,800 hectares. What about the rest? I thought Ord Stage 3 was originally supposed to be about 14,000 hectares.
Yeah, well, that's not dropped off our radar, Matt, but we really want to get 3A across the line. We really want to demonstrate that the Northern Land Council, the native title holders and the Northern Territory Government can do a good deal together over 3A, and then we're certainly, our goal is to do the broader Ord 3 in time.
Have you got a deadline?
For Ord 3A? Yeah, we do. And we'd like to have it resolved mid-year. So that's coming up fast.
Yeah. And are there any guarantees on who will get that land, who will get the opportunity to farm that country?
Those decisions are not yet been made, Matt, but there will be some sort of a land release process, and our government will consider its options in the near future.
Right. Now, since we last spoke, news has come out that a company has sort of got an agreement on the Lejeune Cattle Station, which is literally just up the road, and it's planning to build this monstrous prawn farm development. What does that do to all of these Ord Stage 3 negotiations?
Well, it certainly puts the whole region into a different perspective, and certainly if there's any infrastructure investment in the region, there are more than one development that can occur. So gives us a better platform for those discussions around infrastructure with the Commonwealth. It also, I'd like to think that people might in 5 to 10 years look very differently at this region, and just as we talk about Douglas Daly or the Catherine, that we might be talking about the Keep River region, because there's certainly momentum and impetus building here for a regional development approach. There's also, in addition to the proposal for Lejeune, there's also some unconventional gas in the region, as well as there's 12 mineral exploration licences. So there's a number of things that could be brought forward by some infrastructure being invested in this region. So we're really hopeful that all of those things can come together, and certainly under a North Australian development banner.
The white paper on developing North Australia is due out in the next month or so. Is it going to influence anything going on in that Ord Keep River region?
It's probably a little early for me to comment on that, Matt, but certainly we're very hopeful that these kinds of developments might get some priority in the North Australian Development White Paper.
All right, well, all the best with Ord Stage 3A. That's a new term we've got to get used to, hey?
Yeah, that's right, Matt. And really, our government's priorities have not changed. We're really wanting this to happen. It still has major project status, and we're still working hard behind the scenes. We're doing lots of work with the West Australian government over the water regulations and legislation across the border. We just finished a cross-border study, and we're looking at how the development can occur across the border without incurring any additional red tape. So, you know, this stuff is going on in behind the scenes, Matt. I'm also keeping lots of the stakeholders briefed. I'm across in beautiful Kununurra very often now, and just making sure that we understand the dynamics of what's going on in that really important region. So, yep, Ord 3A, and then let's look ahead at Ord 3.